student run, KCSU Fort Collins and KCSUFM.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Local Lunch Hour. I am Zay Reyes, and I'm here in the KCSU studios with the one and only Aberdeen. Thank you for making the trip up here. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Caleb.
And we are Aberdeen, as you said.
Yes. How are you doing so far today? It's been a long drive so far, is what I've been hearing.
We're good, yeah. We left Nashville yesterday morning and arrived here this morning, so.
Got up this morning at 5.
Yeah. We didn't make the whole haul yesterday, which was nice to kind of split it up. So got up at 5, made it the rest of the way, and have been hanging out with friends.
Is that a... I want to say 14 hour
or 17 and a half.
17 and a half.
It's a minute.
It's fun.
Yeah, you feel those extra hours piling up when it gets past 12.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
Like.
Yeah. 12 is fine, but then after that, you're like, okay.
You're just like, can I go to bed now?
Yeah. Like, when are we going to have enough money to just fly everyone out? Is that the thing?
Okay, we also have one backup vocalist. Would you like to introduce your backup vocalist right now?
Yeah, we have Mr. Josh Howerton with us.
Oh. Fantastic.
I can hear the clapping.
We don't let him talk. It's fine.
He will sing, though. He's got a beautiful voice.
He does. He's a backup vocalist, so you kind of have to have
BGB,
a beautiful
voice.
Exactly.
Well, what song are you going to be starting off today's set with us?
We are going to start off with one of our current songs that's out called Just Say Hi.
Okay, well... Let's go on ahead and get started then. This is Aberdeen with Just Say Hi. This program is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Here's Aberdeen.
Girl, I see you staring out the window while the rain's falling down, down, down.
I can only hope you're thinking about me and need me around, round, round.
Yeah, both sitting at a coffee shop thinking the same thing. Completely lost in thought, too afraid to ask the other's name. But you're here, I'm here, so why don't we take this moment to stop this nonsense of waiting for each other to make a move. Been waiting on you, why don't we meet in the middle of the room and change our night, change our lives, if we just say hi. Every ounce of courage I mustered up keeps running away, away, away.
Boy, I've noticed you're finding your nerve. Is it gonna be today? Yeah.
Both sitting at a coffee shop, always in the same place, hoping that one of us will finally ask the other's name. You're here, I'm here, so why don't we take this moment to stop this nonsense of waiting for each other to make a move. Been waiting on you, why don't we meet in the middle of the room and change our night, change our lives, if we just say hi. It's just two letters,
a simple phrase. Why is it so hard to say?
I'm a tired of not knowing
if it's wrong or right.
Either way, it ends tonight. You're here, I'm here, so why don't we take this moment to stop this nonsense of waiting for each other to make a move. Been waiting on you, why don't we meet in the middle of the room and change our night. You're here, I'm here, so why don't we take this moment to stop this nonsense of waiting for each other to make a move. Been waiting on you, why don't we meet in the middle of the room and change our night. change our lives if we just say hi. Ooh, just say hi.
That was Aberdeen with Just Say Hi. You are listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was fun. That was a great time. I'm Zay Reyes. This is the band named Aberdeen, like I said. Jordan, I'm going to talk. My first question is for you. You're going to be performing at the Larimer County Fair. I found out now for the second time.
Yeah.
Are you excited to be back in your hometown of Loveland, Colorado?
I'm so excited. I think when any artist leaves their hometown to go to Nashville or California or wherever it may be to pursue music, you always dream of getting the opportunity to go back to your hometown and kind of be like, this is what I do, and kind of like make your friends and your family proud. And there's nothing that compares to that, like just looking out in the audience and seeing people that you know already love you and support you and all of that. So very excited.
My next part, my parlay to the question is, did you go when you were a child to the fair? And if so, what was your favorite food?
Oh, yeah. So we went all the time as a family. I even participated in some mutton busting when I was a kid.
She has pictures to prove it.
I do have the pictures. I did not win anything because I thought it was more fun to fall in the mud than stay on the sheep. But, you know, there's that. my favorite fair food was pretty much anything fried. Any of like the fried desserts or anything like that, I would always make my parents buy me. So
I'm a same tree up that alley. Yeah. I loved the donuts back home. The fried Oreos.
Yes.
Why is everything fried?
I don't know.
It's because it's better that way.
And it should be better for your body then.
It should be. If everything worked out the way you should be.
Exactly.
Everything should be fried and it should be healthy.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But my next question is kind of for the band as an entity itself. You officially created your group when you were in 2018. It was decided by, I'm assuming, both of you as a co-decision, but when did you kind of have that moment of genius where it's like, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do all of this jazz.
So Jordan and I actually, we both did our own solo albums kind of before, and we wrote together quite a bit, and we actually stumbled into writing a duet years ago. And so we went in Nashville, a lot of times if you write a song that you like that maybe you can't sing, then you'll pitch it to other artists and hopefully they pick it up and they sing it. So we went in and literally just did a demo of this song, Let Goodbye of the Last Say, and just to try to pitch it to other artists. And afterwards, the producer, a lot of the people that were there, some of our family was there, they said, why aren't you guys a duet? Like, this is perfect. It sounds amazing. Like, it works. And then so, you know, very quickly, a year later, roughly.
Yeah, we had the genius moment and then weren't geniuses.
Correct. So we took about a year. And then we actually, you know, we kind of went back to that and we just started writing. We had a writer's retreat. And I mean, it kind of happened from there about a year later.
So did you meet in Nashville then, I'm presuming?
I've been in Nashville for 8 years now, and he was actually one of the very first people that I met when I was there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Baby Jordan, as we call it.
Baby Jordan.
8 years, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you just have the first debut album coming out. It was last year. Mm-hmm. You released one new song before.
Yes.
Now we'll talk about that a little bit later. But do you have the next song ready for us?
Yeah, we
absolutely
do.
What are we going to hear now?
We're going to play a little especially for you. One of the songs off our EP.
Oh, I know which one it is.
Called Someone Like You.
All right. This is Aberdeen with Someone Like You. You're listening to KCSU Fort Collins with the Local Lunch Hour. This episode of the Local Lunch Hour was sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. This is Aberdeen with Someone Like You.
Excuse me, man, I've been looking for a woman like you.
Well, that's real kind.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm afraid I've heard that one before. Yeah, I have.
You see, I've always been a little bit awkward trying to find the right words to say.
I guess I've always been a little bit skeptical of guys and the lines they throw my way.
So if we're gonna do this,
your move, I'll follow you.
I'm not looking for a one-night goodbye. Never call you that kind of love. I've been searching all of my life for somebody who can measure up. I've been playing it safe.
I've been trying to be cool.
So let's break all the rules. I'll fall for someone like you. Yeah.
Well, excuse me, ma'am, while I pick my jaw up off the floor.
You're excused. Well, I'll admit, you're not the type that I was looking for.
Touche. It's okay, you're not the kind of guy you thought you always wanted. In the end, I'll be all you've ever needed.
And though my head is saying no, I gotta listen to my heart. There's just something in your eyes that says you can be trusted. Yeah.
So if we're gonna do this,
it's your move, I'll follow you.
I'm not looking for a one-night goodbye. Never call you back on love. I've been searching all of my life for somebody who can measure up. I've been playing it safe.
I've been trying to be cool.
So let's break all the rules. I'll fall for someone like you. And who knows where this love is gonna go.
Well, I think you're kind of sweet.
And you're actually kind of funny.
And if you're asking me, girl, you're right on the money.
Show off.
I'm not looking for a one-night goodbye. Never call you back on love. I've been searching all of my life for somebody who can measure up. I've been playing it safe.
I've been trying to be cool.
I've been playing it safe.
I've been trying to be cool.
So let's break all the rules. I fall for someone like you.
And that was Aberdeen with Someone Like You. You are tuned into the Local Lunch Hour here at 90.5 KCCU FM. This episode of Local Lunch Hour was sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in recording, or the art of recording, since 1994. Wow, what a song!
Thanks for liking it.
Oh man, it's been my jam for a couple of days here now. But the playful banter is so intoxicating in the song. So, did you both write your own parts for it? I saw the video where you Caleb succeeded that Jordan might be the best, better writer.
She absolutely is. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So did you both write your own parts for this song, though?
Yeah, this one was really fun how it happened, because we are very sarcastic towards each other, and it literally started out that way. Is he just started strumming on the guitar and said that first line of, excuse me, ma'am, I've been looking for a woman like you. And I was like, okay, like, I've heard that one before. And then we were like,
yeah,
that could be a song.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is one where we literally, he would come up with a line and then I would come up with a comeback and that kind of stuff.
Well, and again, she said we're naturally sarcastic. It's not giving it justice. We're pretty much sarcastic in everything we do.
That's
so
true.
It's a shock that all of our songs don't have
that way.
that exact type of, lyric.
So the banter in the song, though, does it stream from just you speaking to one another, or is it played on guitar? How does it begin?
It's
and type
kind
of a duet
of a
thing, you know?
Mixture. Okay. We normally start off with like a chord progression on the guitar or the keys, and then one of us, if we get an idea, will kind of either say lyrics or a melody with some lyrics, and then if we're both like liking where it's going, then we'll go back and forth on, oh, it could be cool if we say this, or things like that.
Right.
That's awesome.
And then I just let her write it all, and I take credit for it. It's great.
There it is, a sarcasm. Never seen it.
Never failed with him.
My next question is actually for Caleb.
All right.
How would you describe your sound? Because I have a couple of things I would like to say. I think a lot of motifs in the song are about heartbreak. They're about love. They're about nostalgia. But I'm not going to put words into your mouth. I want to know what you think is what Aberdeen's sound is, at least in the moment.
So from a band, there's a lot of people that would hear us and say, you know, similar to Lady A. But like when we sit down to write, a lot of times we want it to be real. We want it to be something that somebody can listen to and they don't have to be thinking, okay, that's the way that the artist is interpreting it. They can take it and interpret it into their own life, right? Mm-hmm. So we try to write songs that are fun, but we try to write about heartbreak that's real, that's legit, and you know, that somebody can listen to the song at the end. We always try, if we can, to make some kind of a positive spin on it, if we can. You know, that's really what we grew up both listening to, a lot of the old country, that it was the story, right? It's about the story. It's about the lyric. And that's what we try to do in most of our songs, and try to let people kind of escape the world for a minute and put themselves in the song and listen to the description.
It resonates.
Yeah.
It does.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, do we have another song ready? Because I just love hearing y'all play right now.
We do.
We do. So, this next one, we actually... His?
No, go for it. You do what one you want to do.
So, we're going to do a song called His. And this is
His. I don't think I'm familiar with the
title. No, you're not. This is brand new.
Trying it out.
So, this is a song... It's a true story, relatively. And
we benefit a lot from the tragedies of my love life.
Yeah, we do. Relatable.
No. We do.
This is the Local Lunch Hour. This is Aberdeen with their latest song, His. This episode was sponsored by The Blasting Room, specializing in the art of recording since 1994. Keep it locked.
I keep pinching myself whenever you're around, and I don't want to wake up. No, I don't want to wake up.
I keep pinching myself watching this play out, and I want to wake up. Yeah, I want to wake up. Is this a dream? Why does it seem
it's too good to be true?
Oh, why does she have you? Oh, how come he doesn't see it? Oh, oh,
I can barely believe it.
Well, his heart's healing, mine's just breaking.
I've never felt like this. Everything changes with a kiss, and I'll never know
his. I have to fake every smile and tell him I'm alright. Pretend that nothing is wrong when I know it's all wrong.
And would you look at that smile? The way it lights up the room, just like nothing is wrong. How could this be wrong?
Is this a dream? Why does it seem
it's too good to be true?
Oh, why does she have you? Oh, how come he doesn't see it? Oh,
I can barely believe it.
Well, his heart's healing, mine's just breaking.
And I've never felt like this.
Everything changes with a kiss, and I'll never know his.
Don't wake me up.
His heart's healing, mine's just breaking.
Don't wake me up.
His heart's healing, mine's just breaking.
Don't wake me up.
at me doesn't see me.
Oh, 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 I can barely believe it.
Oh, oh, look at me doesn't see it.
Never felt like this.
Everything changes with a kiss. Oh, everything changed when they kissed. And I'll never know his.
That was Aberdeen with his. You are tuned in to the local lunch hour on 90.5 KCSU FM, Fort Collins. This episode is sponsored by the Blasting Room in Fort Collins Recording Studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Are we going to expect some more goodies like that at the fair this upcoming?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Some little new
We're
sneak peeks?
We're throwing in some new sneak peeks. We've been writing a lot and are getting ready to go into the studio this fall. So we're trying some stuff out.
Yeah, that was the next part of my question was, it's been so long since we've been treated to from an album from Aberdeen over
That's
a
right.
year.
Over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year and a half now. So it's coming.
It's coming.
Yes. We are officially working on it this fall. So hopefully beginning of the new year, we'll have an album out for you guys.
Yeah, and we've had quite a busy summer from a touring schedule and just kind of life stuff. So it'll be really nice to be able to get into the studio this fall and dig into
just focus on that,
putting some new stuff out.
Absolutely, man. What do you got next? I love hearing all of this so far.
I want to do
what?
You pick. I picked the last one.
No, I picked his.
I pointed to it.
All right, so I think we should do one more.
Oh, about
new...
faith.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so
I love
you're
faith.
Reading my mind.
So
this has a bit of a story and is actually part of the reason why we haven't had new music out for a little bit.
Yeah, so go ahead.
This was a sentiment to your wife, is that correct?
Yeah. So in August 31st of last year, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, you know, that's like it was about 7 months where we actually stepped out and, you know, obviously supporting my wife and making sure that everything that she needed was taken care of. And so what it did allow for us to do was to be able to sit and get to write. She would come up and help with whatever is needed, but then we would spend the weekend to write. And you know, at the end, and it's not really the end, but when we were done with all the surgeries and all the chemo and radiation and all that stuff, you know, she actually came to our house and we said, you know, I asked my wife, I was like, would you mind if we wrote a song about this? And she's like, no, I don't know why you haven't already. So, again, you know, wife is, you know, further ahead than what I am, but, we sat down and it was really meant to be this thing where she and I wrote the song together. But I had a call that I had to take. And so I went upstairs and 39 minutes later was how long my call was. I came downstairs.
Sorry.
And Jordan had written the entire song, lyrics, vocals, everything. And so this song, while it is a story about my wife who's doing really well, it's actually about, and we want it to be for women who, it can be anything that you're struggling with, anything you're dealing with, just to have the faith in that we know that there's a lot of strong women out there who, they stand up to so much adversity and they continue to smile and they continue to push through. That was my wife. I got to see that. And we know that it's a lot of other women out there too.
When did you show her the song?
It was probably the same day that I heard it, when she played it.
Well, I played it for you first, just in case it wasn't okay.
Yeah, and I was sitting in the corner, and the allergies were really strong in the room, so my eyes were watering
that's
slightly.
Why your eyes were watering.
But then we played it for her that afternoon, and she, she was pretty taken back.
Sunset?
I don't know if it was the sunset or not.
Yeah.
It was dark. I have no idea.
The meantime of day is relative, but it's still a fantastic song. Can't wait to hear it. This is going to be Aberdeen with their song Faith on the local lunch hour on 90.5 KCSU FM. Keep that dial locked.
Ring, ring goes the telephone. A voice tells her news that turns her cold as stone. A day ago she was living life. Now if she wants that back, she's gonna have to fight. She won't give up. She's surrounded by love, and love gives her the strength to carry on.
She is strong. She is brave. She is going through more than you know today. With a smile, she pushes through. She turns her fear into the courage that it takes. She's the kind of woman who has faith and makes mountains shake. Man she loves is right there by her side. Yeah, he's protecting her both day and night. Her daughter and boys with their eyes so green. Yeah, they're the ones that she'd do anything. So she won't give up. She's got their love gives her the strength to carry on. 'Cause she is strong, she is brave, she is going through more than you know today. With a smile, she pushes through. Turns her fear into the courage that it takes. She's the kind of woman who has faith, who makes mountains shake, shake, shake. Ooh. She won't give.
She's got his love.
God's love gives her the strength to carry on.
She is strong. She is brave. She is going through more than you know today. With a smile, she pushes through. She turns her fear into the courage that it takes. She's the kind of woman who has faith, makes mountains shake. That makes mountains shake.
Welcome back to 90.5 KCSU FM. That was Aberdeen with their song, Faith. You are tuned into the Local Lunch Hour, sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. Man, what a track.
Thanks.
Sometimes you just gotta let that hang a little bit, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a special, special song to us.
Yeah.
So, do we have any more songs left on the playlist, or are there any final thoughts you would like to leave the listener with before we close out an adieu for the day?
Yeah, so tomorrow we are playing the Larimer County Fair. If you guys have liked what you heard here, we would love to see you guys there.
Come hang out. We go on at 7:30, 7:30 to 9:30, and there are fireworks immediately afterwards. So
which is amazing.
That's going to be awesome.
It's a plus.
You can get the the fried Oreos that we talked about. The chocolate-covered bacon and our favorite, the turkey leg.
Staple affair
those
food.
Those are good ones.
I think that's it. And then otherwise our social media. And,
Jeez Louise. Social media. If you guys have liked what you're hearing and want to follow us, you can find us at Aberdeen Band Official on most social media platforms or aberdeenband.com. We'll get you connected to all of those as well as iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you might want to listen to music.
And Faith is our last single. The one that we just sang is our latest single, and it's out on iTunes. It's out across all Spotify, every single brand that you would want to listen to music.
Yeah. So listen to it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have one final song before we close out the set here?
We're also going to dedicate it to you because you said it was your other favorite.
Oh, man. Oh, my heart is so warm.
Yep. This is a song off of the EP called Paralyzed.
I knew it.
Heartbeat racing, I set my pace, falling for you. Try my best to listen to my head over my heart, but it's no use. There's just something about the way that you stare at me, it's got me paralyzed, I can barely breathe. Every time that I try to put my guard up, there you are with your hand and you're breaking it down, breaking it down, breaking it down. A burning bridge or a tightrope, there's no distance I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go. Every time you get under my skin, I'm paralyzed again. Hands start shaking as soon as you walk in the room. You flash that smile, I brush it off, but I know I'm doomed. There's just something about the way that you're holding me, it takes over me, I go weak in the knees. Every time that I try to put my guard up, there you are with your hand and you're breaking it down, breaking it down, breaking it down. A burning bridge or a tightrope, there's no distance I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go. Every time you get under my skin, paralyzed again.
Can't sleep,
I can't sleep, I'm numb. This arm I never thought I needed, I never thought I needed. I can't sleep, I'm numb. This arm I never thought I needed, I never thought I needed. Every time that I try to put my guard up, there you are with your hand and you're breaking it down, breaking it down, breaking it down. A burning bridge or a tightrope, there's no distance I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't go. Every time you get under my skin, I'm paralyzed again.
That was Aberdeen with Paralyzed off of their latest EP, self-titled Aberdeen. I have one question to ask since you just played the song. I gotta ask it. So, Caleb, I feel like you were spearheading this song a lot. Even though the title is Paralyzed, I feel it's kind of double meaning in a way, where I feel like it's very liberating of a song.
It is. It is, absolutely. And I don't remember, Jordan, do you remember the reason we wrote this? I have a feeling it was probably about a love story that maybe went wrong.
No. It's about the... Caleb.
I can't remember.
No, it's about that kind of feeling where it's like, it's that person where like, you know, you probably shouldn't like them, but you like them anyways. And like, it may not be the best situation for you maybe in the future, but you kind of just got to go with it in the moment. So it is that like, it's that paralyzed of, you know, they make you feel that way, but also that liberation of kind of just like going with the moment and going with the feeling.
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry for you listening. It had nothing to do about her love life. We'll play another one that does, though, if you need us to.
Yeah, we've got a lot of them.
I am more the merry kind of a person. If you got one more in store for us, I am than happy to host one more song. That'd be fantastic. Definitely. To close out the set.
Yes, we have it's another brand new one that we're trying
you
out.
You are just surprising me today, huh?
Well, and...
And our background singer, vocalist here, it was our co-writer on it, Josh Howerton. It's about his, he comes from Missouri, a little town called Phillipsburg, Missouri.
And shout out to the Phillipsburg peeps.
Hey, Phillipsburg, if you're listening.
Whoop, whoop.
And he came into the writing session one day and he's like, I have this stupid idea. And we're like, just tell us. And he was like, there's this myth in his town about this lady who her husband essentially cheated on her and she decided to kill him in revenge and she buried him underneath this sycamore tree in their town.
Very positive.
And we were
song.
Like, yes. Dude, we're like
uplifting.
That's a country music song. Like, hello, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, like we can work with this. And we took some creative liberty with it and kind of made her like a serial killer in a way afterwards. So this is a song called Sycamore Tree.
I am excited. All right, this is the last song of the set. Thank you for tuning in out there. This is Aberdeen with their song Sycamore Tree. This episode of the Local Lunch Hour sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been specializing in the art of recording since 1994. Make sure to keep that dialogue for one more goodie.
Head west to Missouri out on 44. There's a little white church with a big red door. If you find yourself there, you better run. There's a tale of a widow and a love gone wrong in a sycamore tree with a real sad song. If you're quiet at night, you'll hear its cry. It goes, ooh, so the story goes, a lover was wild. He fancied a drink and another smile while she sat at home all alone. He was sitting on the swing neath the sycamore tree when he stumbled home drunk, her smell on the breeze, and that look in her eye would be the last thing he'd see. She said, come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Well, nobody asked, but they all knew. If you're a young man just passing through, oh, you better steer clear, 'cause she's always near. And if you hear that cry in the middle of the night, then I'm telling you, boy, well, you better take flight, 'cause that double take will be your last mistake. She'll say, come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Oh, oh. Don't you dare, don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Well, some may say it's a legend, you see, but that's not what my grandmama told me as she sang to me under the tree. She sang, ooh, ooh, come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me.
Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you ever cross me. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you ever cross me.
Ooh. Come on down to the sycamore tree, don't you dare ever cross me.
That was Aberdeen with their song Sycamore Tree off of, I'm assuming, the new project.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to put words
probably
in your mouth.
Probably next single.
Oh, man. Could get your horses ready.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Get your horses ready out there. You heard it here first on 8.5. Well, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing more of your music. That's absolutely sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And best of luck traveling. Hopefully
Thanks
you don't have to
so
do
much.
Many more 15-hour
drive? 17?
17. We love it. It's worth it, though.
Hey, yeah,
seeing those mountains in the distance, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Home sweet home.
Yes. Thank you for having us. You've been awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, yeah, appreciate you're incredible. You. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go on ahead and get back to our regularly scheduled programming here at 90.5 KCSU. This song is going to be Take It or Leave It by KZ Elephant.